This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, for news of you, CNN's descent from news organization to political campaign is nearly complete. Last week, the channel published a story linking Trump ally Anthony Scaramucci to a Russia-controlled investment fund they said was being investigated by the Senate. And yet on Friday, CNN had to apologize to Scaramucci, which they did. They retracted the story completely and admitted it did not meet CNN's editorial standards. And that's saying something. Tonight, three reporters who worked on the piece resigned their jobs. At least one of them, a guy called Eric Lichtblau, who was at the New York Times, had worked on another CNN piece earlier this month about Trump. That piece also turned out to be false. You remember it, maybe, when CNN told us that Jim Comey, the former FBI director, was going to come before the Senate and contradict the president's claim that he was not under investigation. Comey had told him so. That's what CNN told us. It turned out to be untrue and provably so. Lichtblau helped write that one, too. He may go back to the New York Times, where he came from in April. We'll see. It's been 7 months, though, since Trump won the presidential election. Since then, precisely no evidence has emerged to support the claim that Trump somehow colluded with the Russian government in order to win the race. But you'd never know that from watching that channel, which has become home for conspiracists on the Russia question worldwide. Last February, seeing yet another example, CNN produced a story accusing Trump associates of repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. That report turned out to be almost identical to a report by the New York Times that Jim Comey called out specifically for being grossly inaccurate. We could go on and on and on. Overall, 93% of CNN's coverage of the Trump administration has been negative. 93%. Idi Amin would get more balanced coverage. Anybody would. Fidel Castro certainly has. CNN, in other words, is no longer just a news organization. It is a campaign with a political mission run, not surprisingly, by a man named Jeff Zucker, who once expressed interest in running for office himself. Like any campaign, it is great at some things, pushing a message, hurting its opponents, and not so good at others, like reporting the news. This is a change. How did it happen? Cheryl?
Well, so what do you say? I guess we already knew that anyway. Anybody that's been watching it, you know, and again, in this divided country we live in, Scott, you know, you're for or against. I mean, and this is all that CNN has done. It just has clarified the dividing line, and what they need to I guess, have some soul searching and decide. And maybe they're doing this in the, you know, back rooms of the operation there, is saying, okay, are we going to be journalists or are we just going to be a commentary? And clearly, you know, as some have referred to CNN before, especially during the campaign, it was the Clinton, you know, national network that they were, no doubt, and especially when you look at the disparity in reporting, what they, what, 86, 87% of their reporting is negative towards Trump? Come on. I mean, clearly that's a bias, and some might say, well, that balances out Fox. Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. You know, everybody has a right to their own opinion, certainly, but to the facts, a little bit different. But it is their worldview that is sticking out loud and clear, and, you know, it reflects a less than, I think, potential audience that is available to CNN if they were, if I might use Fox's term, that they're dropping a little bit more fair and balanced. And, of course, you have on the heels of this, three CNN editorial staffers have resigned in the wake of last week's retracted story that suggested a questionable link between an ally of President Trump and a Russian investment fund. Of course, we're talking about Scaramucci that Tucker had referred to here. Look at, you know, it's up to us, we the people, and of course it's been that way, and we've been voting for quite a while. We choose to watch who it is that we choose to watch and read who we choose to read. But I believe that particularly when it comes to reporting news, we report news to document history. That is most important, and we owe that to the coming generations. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
The Senate Judiciary Committee looking for answers from Loretta Lynch on whether or not she intervened in the Clinton email server investigation. One of the questions in the letter to Loretta Lynch reading, quote, during your time in the Justice Department, did you ever have communications with former DNC chairwoman Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her staff, her associates, or any other current or former DNC officials about the Clinton email investigation? Let's bring in Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, can they force Loretta Lynch to testify?
Yes, of course they can force Loretta Lynch to testify. I agree essentially with what former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told Maria yesterday in the clip that you just ran, but I would actually extend it one step farther. There is enough evidence here, just on the basis of the little snippets given to the Senate Intelligence Committee by former FBI Director Jim Comey, that Mrs. Lynch was either conflicted or working at odds with the Justice Department and in behalf of Mrs. Clinton's campaign and the DNC when she told them to use different terminology for the investigation. Now, the terminology really doesn't matter. The FBI was investigating Mrs. Clinton anyway, but the terminology, let's call it a matter, not an investigation. This resulted in some FBI agents teasing the director, saying, well, you're now the director of the Federal Bureau of Matters rather than the Federal Bureau of Investigations. But the terminology may be indicative of a mindset on the part of Attorney General Lynch that she was going to do whatever she could to prevent Mrs. Clinton from getting indicted, and the Senate Judiciary Committee is entitled to inquire into that. So is the Justice Department. This is not under Bob Mueller. This is not involved with the Russians. The DOJ itself, Jeff Sessions, can assign a team of investigators, FBI agents and prosecutors, to investigate his predecessor as to whether or not she obstructed justice or behaved in a way that constitutes misconduct in office by preventing or doing everything she could to slow down or impede the investigation of Mrs. Clinton.
Judge, wasn't it not only just what happened with Comey's testimony, but there's also assertions that she actually did tell other Democratic operatives from that she would prevent this matter from going too far?
That's the reason for the question that Senator Grassley's people wrote to Attorney General Lynch about her communications with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a congresswoman from Florida and at the time the chair of the Democratic National Committee. It is alleged, this document has not seen the light of day if it exists, that there is one or several emails between Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Loretta Lynch concerning the behavior that Loretta Lynch will take to further the DNC interest while Mrs. Lynch was the Attorney General.
What about
that, if it happened, would be misconduct in office?
What's the punishment?
Well, no doubt it would appear that the former Attorney General is in very hot water. But as always is the case, will the Beltway do something to its very own? I mean, let's face it, Loretta Lynch, very much an insider, does it have the intestinal fortitude to really go after this? I mean, it makes for good theater, Scott. I think, you know, it sounds good. Oh, we're going to go after the attorney general. But, you know, does it really matter?
I think it does.
I think it matters, but I don't think, you know, this would be, you talk about a step in the direction of draining the swamp. I mean, this is going to put a lot of people on notice here.
Well, I think it all comes down to who talks about it. Unfortunately, I think if it's just Fox that's bringing it up, I think a lot of people will ignore it because, mm-hmm. Oh, it's just Fox being Fox or whatever. Yes. But we also got to remember that by calling it, by Loretta Lynch telling him to call it a matter, mm-hmm. that also lines up with exactly what the Hillary campaign kept calling.
Yeah, what the talking points were, exactly.
So that kind of shows that connection there, and that's why it matters. And that's why it matters.
Could we say that's collusion?
Well, that would be collusion.
I mean, to me, I think that's a direct relationship, that here you've got a talking point from the, you know, the DNC, from the Hillary Clinton campaign, and, oh, my goodness, you know, you got the attorney general directing, you know, the director of the FBI. I mean, this smacks of such double standard and wackiness that, I think people are, like, throwing their arms up in the air and just say, oh, you know, oy vey, why deal with this? I mean, it's just, you know, all this lying, this deception and everything that goes on. Do we just accept that it's part and parcel of the Beltway and that we continue just to pay these guys and pay these people all this money for them to obfuscate and lie and misrepresent things, break the law, and then they have the audacity to go and chase after other people for a minor infraction by comparison?
Yeah, are we really so far apart as a country politically that we have to resort to this?
Well,
it's something catastrophic if the other party's in charge.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, all fair and love and war in politics, and let's just throw our own integrity and credibility out the window for the sake of winning, right?
Well, if that's the case, then I don't want to be associated with either side.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I don't want to be associated with either side.
No, I agree with you. And what you are sharing right now, bingo, is exactly what most Americans feel about politics in this country. And, you know, fortunately, we had, you know, the common people come in. And the reason they did is because you had an outsider in Donald Trump as an option for the first time in, what, forever? You had somebody from the outside coming in. And
Reagan, maybe? But Reagan was the governor of California before he ran for president.
Reagan certainly, you know, close to that. But, I mean, in terms of an extreme choice, I mean, here you've got somebody not involved in government whatsoever. He's, you know, a billionaire, all this charm and everything that surrounded, you know, Donald Trump. Not perfect, you know, married several times, got caught with a, you know, goofy video on a van, a TMZ video, that even exposed all the more that he's just, he's even more human. But even in spite of that, he, you know, okay, look, we all make mistakes. We've done that. Nobody's being the first here to cast stones here. Oh, unless you're a Democrat or somebody, then, you know, then maybe you might be the first to pick up the stone.
Actually, I know. Probably Ross Perot would be the last one that really didn't have any ties, and he ran on his own.
Right.
That'd be the only other one that I can think of.
And a businessman, and Ross Perot had an idea. But the problem is that you need more than an idea when you're running for president. And Donald Trump had enough ideas and gumption to go head-to-head with the establishment. And what did you have? You had the American people cheering him on. The forgotten man and woman, and forgot that they're so forgotten, Scott. They didn't even know how to measure them when it came to any kind of survey. Survey says big question mark. Well, let's make up a number. You know, oh yeah, Hillary's going to win. It has to be. There's no other conclusion.
I think probably the most impressive thing is that he went through 16 candidates.
Yeah, exactly.
He went through 16 candidates to get where he is.
And for the most part, they were all qualified. I mean, look what the Democrats, what they put up. I mean, it was a weak, weak opposition at best. But the Republicans had, you know, some great candidates there of the 16 options. And Donald Trump wins out. You might say it was his destiny. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. The conversation continues. Thank you for getting involved.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lodinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
But they at least are putting forward some of those ideas. I think Democrats are all in this thing together with just negative talk and no action that they can speak to. And we saw that most recently in the election, Kennedy, in Georgia. I mean, if that's a sign of things to come, I mean, they've got a lot of work to do in terms of motivating people to get to those polls.
Yeah, and they set the Georgia special election up as this galvanizing moment. It's a moment where the country was going to turn and realize how wrong they had been to elect this president and how the Democratic Party was the savior. Trish, people have let go of the idea of party. People are no longer loyal to politicians or Democrats or to Republicans because they feel both parties have not been loyal to them and to their families. And someone like Nancy Pelosi is so incredibly out of touch that there are people in her party, part of her caucus, who have not been there for too many years, who are in open revolt. And she's like a zombie vampire who says, you know, she uses the house as her personal icy crypt and says, you can take my scepter from my cold, undead hand. And that is not acceptable for a majority of voters in this country.
Don't you love Kennedy? Her expression, she's just way good. I love her perspective. Nancy Pelosi, I got to tell you, this whole situation, boy, and the Democrats are falling suit. I mean, you know, it's just like Hillary loses and she blames other people. Democrats are losing, so now they're going after, the queen bee here. And Nancy did her job. Nancy Pelosi raised a lot of money, Scott. I mean, for them to come up with $30 million for the Georgia 6th seat and fall short, I mean, her job is to get the money. That's what her claim to fame has always been. She's not been the one to come up with the messaging. That is the problem. The Democrats have lost their, their inspiration. As we were saying, last week, they have no message and they have no messenger. And I mean, you got Biden wanting to step in, Elizabeth Warren, she's not galvanized. And kind of to the point of what we were talking about earlier is that America's kind of fed up with this. And, I think we're all more and more moving to a bottom line. Can you do something? And right now, like it or not, Trump is doing something. In spite of all the obstruction that's going on, he's making things happen. And, oh, my gosh, go figure. He things that he said on the campaign trail, he's actually following up on. We're going to talk with Dr. Bonner Cohen here in just a moment and talk about Trump's promises about energy. What is he doing? Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's actually following up on what he said on the campaign trail. And he talks about jobs. I mean, the insiders, at the Trump White House, see, that's one of the first questions he asks them every day. How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? What's going on? Give me some good news about jobs. When you keep asking that kind of question, I mean, do you think with the Obama administration that President Obama was asking about jobs? Or was it just an incidental conversation? Because the numbers, the way they jury-rigged these, and I still insist, I think it's absolutely an insult on we the people, that they would throw numbers at us like what they're doing. And, of course, that insult continues even under the Trump administration. But I'm waiting for Donald Trump, to say something about this. Is it, look, at let's count legitimate numbers. I mean, I know it was a shock for many people. In fact, I got, a lot of people responding about what Dave Stockton said to us last year, or maybe it was earlier this year, that we have not had one net breadwinning job since 2000. I mean, think about that. Not one net winning job since 2000, but yet you have the governor of California talking about all these jobs that they've created there. You've got, Obama administration. Huh? Go ahead.
How many jobs has California lost?
Yeah, and businesses.
I mean, that's your problem. You can create a ton of jobs, but if you're losing jobs at a higher rate than what you're gaining, then it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You haven't created anything at that point. You've
lost. Yeah, you're still way behind. You see, and the thing is, for California, they were kind of glad that Rick Perry, as governor, didn't decide to run again, because he was sending moving vans and moving businesses at no charge into Texas. And he said, I was at a prayer breakfast that he was at, and obviously the keynote speaker. It was the governor's prayer breakfast. And, he said that he spends on average 1.5 to 2 hours a day talking to California businesses saying, well, what are you doing? You know, why do you want to get taxed to death? You come here and immediately you're adding several points to the bottom line. You know, those are real dollars.
Which would be creating a job.
Sure. Absolutely. Which gives you that money to create more jobs. And hey, why not? Rick Perry got it. He knew what was going on. And those businesses that moved out of California were figuring it out too. Because they're losing jobs. And even though some might say, well, we're moving to automation and all that, but still, you're not going to be 100% automated. You know, and, it is rather, incredible how, you know, people will take things and, kind of jury rig the information. And that's, what has happened to us. And as a result, our worldview is compromised and we're really not dealing with the truth of the matter. And even like, you know, again, getting back to the situation with the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, in my opinion, did her job. She got him money. She got him a lot of money. And, they want to throw her overboard now because they didn't win. I mean, she's not the one that's driving necessarily, and maybe that's what they're looking for.
She controls the purse strings, and I think that's the, we can try and say that, well, she's probably not given input, but
She's given input, but I mean,
yeah.
I got to tell you, I think she's a lot smarter than this. I know she's ideological. But I got to believe, you know, even at 77, I mean, she's not.
What are her ideologies? She goes to whatever pays her. Yeah. I will guarantee it. You can get her to support anything if you give her enough money. She's even told us that.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. And that's probably why the Democratic Party is untethered, because they don't even know anymore what they stand for.
No.
Other than that they believe in abortion at any point.
Yeah, resist. And,
well, even that's talk about something that's failing. You have no target point. If you're just defending and resisting, I mean, where are you going? You've got to be moving, because life is dynamic, which means it's always changing. It's not static, like in any kind of marketing thing, you know? You have to be prepared to move.
Think about this. One side, the person that they're resisting says, make America great again. Now, you could think whatever you want about that statement, but the statement is, you know, just at face value is make America great again. And to the contradiction to that is to resist.
Yes, right.
Yeah. How does that make sense?
It's not very
how are you, even being elected to be a representative of American citizens if that's what you're going to go on?
Well,
you said Pelosi, she has all these ideologies. Well, what do any of them have? At least with Bernie, I know what Bernie believes.
Yeah.
Bernie at least. Well, hey, he's a socialist, and he doesn't shy away from that.
Exactly.
You know, he throws that democratic socialist thing, you know, in front of it. But at least he's pretty consistent on what he believes.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of them. What? Okay, abortion. Abortion is the one thing.
But to your point, that's why Bernie gained traction the way he did, and was able to come pretty darn close, you know, to Hillary Clinton. I mean, Hillary Clinton was a force to come up against. All the traditions, you know, and everything was set up. She was the heir apparent. There was no doubt about it. She had the blessing from the king on high, and then you have Bernie Sanders coming in, gaining ground. Go ahead.
Even Bernie. Look at him. What is he under investigation for right now?
Right, exactly.
He just had to lawyer up. He's under investigation for bank fraud.
Yeah.
And that's not something that was just made up.
No.
That is something the FBI is investigating him and his wife for bank fraud.
See, this is the interesting thing. When you start throwing around investigations and doing what the Democrats do. See, remember, we talked about this, that they were going to rue the day. Because once you open up that door and they start coming in, guess what? They're going to find stuff. And they're starting to find stuff.
Well, it's the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
You cry wolf so many times that eventually people turn on you.
Yeah.
And now we're going to look at what you're doing.
Exactly. Well, the conversation continues, as they say. We're going to talk energy in just a moment. Dr. Bonner Cohen joins us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
I got to tell you, you know, it is really a privilege to serve you and bring the guests on the show that you're deserving to hear from. There's different approaches in doing, you know, these kind of shows, as you know, where we can opine. One of the focuses that we believe is necessary and has been missing from the dialogue and the conversation is having experts come on and give the facts. As you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And I believe that we're at a point in this trajectory and this area of our country right now where the facts and the truth have become rare. And we're grateful for our next guest. Dr. Bonner Cohen joins us. And Dr. Cohen has been one of those consistent assets to the show in bringing the truth and the facts to help you understand, you know, the topics that we're talking about, particularly in energy. He's a senior policy analyst. He's on the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump's promises that he made on the campaign trail, as we mentioned earlier. Dr. Bonner Cohen, good to have you with us as always. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Bill, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, here it is, the president, Donald Trump, in office less than 6 months. You would think that he'd been on forever, the way the news and some of the contrarians have been bashing him. But less than 6 months, and you think about it, President Trump reversed 8 years, as you write, of Obama policies aimed at curtailing Americans' access to affordable and reliable energy. Could you imagine? I mean, what a novel concept.
Imagine making good use of your own natural resources.
Exactly.
And turning those natural resources into things that make the lives of ordinary Americans much easier to live, because it by giving them access to affordable energy, you raise their disposable incomes, you create jobs, and you can even export this to markets overseas. As you said, what a novel concept.
Yeah, and that he would actually walk his talk and talk his walk, on the campaign trail, saying, look, at energy was going to be key. He was going to unleash this human potential here that's been tied up in America. And as you say, the less thans of this country who have been pulverized, which you would have thought with the first black president that we had in this country, that he would be much more sensitive. But it's like, what? How could he not get it? How could he not know that when energy prices were scrambling up, when you had his own Secretary of the Treasury, Bonner, saying, well, America's not paying enough for a gallon of gas. You know, I think they should pay $8 for a gallon of gas, says the guy driven around in a publicly supported taxpayer car.
Yes, higher energy prices are inherently regressive. Those at the bottom end of the income scale will pay disproportionately more of what income they have to heat their homes in winter, cool their homes in summer, and pay for transportation that gets them to work. Trump, of course, has turned all of this completely upside down. In fact, we are now in the second day of Energy Week, as proclaimed by the White House.
Yes.
And Trump is now no longer seeking energy independence, he is seeking energy dominance.
Yes.
And when you are the dominant partner, when you're just seeking energy independence, okay, you're trying to make yourself free of forces that are stronger than you outside. Mm-hmm. Well, Trump wants nothing to do with that. He wants complete energy dominance. That is, we run the show. We can run the show because we are now the world's largest producer of natural gas, the world's fastest growing and soon to be the world's largest producer of oil, and we have the world's largest coal reserves. And with those assets at our disposal and making full use of those assets, we can turn things completely upside down. Mm-hmm. We can enhance our own manufacturing base by providing it with the electricity it needs to raise production and produce as many goods as possible. The oil and gas industry, for instance, its remarkable comeback as a result of fracking, horizontal drilling, and the like, has enabled the waste products, the byproducts of oil and gas, to create a very vibrant petrochemical industry that is coming about along the Gulf Coast of the U.S., where we will be exporting all sorts of plastic products to the rest of the world.
Exactly.
And coal, which the experts were telling us was dead meat, and which, in fact, had been targeted for extinction by the Obama administration, itself is on its way back. It will have to compete with natural gas, yes, but because coal is both a source of metallurgical coal, can be used to make steel, and other kinds of thermal coal can still produce reliable and affordable energy, I think you're going to see that come back too. Anytime the ruling class, the experts, tell you that X is dead, believe me, X is about to become Lazarus and come back.
Exactly.
And I think you're going to see, for instance, several coal-fired power plants around the country that were set to be shut down in places like Arkansas. Well, wait a minute. There are technologies coming online that will enable the coal industry to compete fairly with the natural gas industry. Some of the restrictions, in fact, almost all the restrictions and draconian regulations imposed by the Obama administration, initially targeting coal, but they were going to be expanded natural gas and oil too. Mm-hmm. Those things are being lifted by the Trump administration and thereby unleashing the enormous potential this country has.
And I want people to put in perspective or hold in perspective here, Dr. Cohen, that it's not, you know, the energy sector being irresponsible either. I mean, even through the years, they have self-regulated in many ways. I believe that, you know, there's been a lot of responsible moves along the way here. But I don't want people, you know, we can get excited and then all of a sudden you hear the contrarian view and the environmentalists come in and, you know, we're destroying our country and our planet and on here. But I want people to hold this in perspective that, you know, we're not just, you know, taking off on this energy rail at any cost and, you know, the environment be damned.
Oh, that's right. In fact, one of the ironies of the whole argument is you could hardly imagine a more environmentally destructive source of energy than wind energy. Wind farms, which I think is something of an oxymoron, but with these wind facilities that are shooting up around the country, and they're shooting up because they're subsidized by the American taxpayers, take up an enormous amount of land. They are very land intensive. They are intermittent sources of electricity. When the wind doesn't blow, they don't produce anything, right. And they kill hundreds of thousands of birds and bats every year. Now, you would think that that would upset environmentalists. Well, of course, the dirty little secret is environmentalists don't really care about the environment and, for the most part, never have. But they use their quote-unquote concern for the environment to reshuffle the deck so as to promote sources of energy, which they know full well, most of them anyway, will never cover the needs of industrialized nations, thereby creating an artificial energy shortage. And, of course, being bankrolled by the wind and solar industries, as many of them are, they're also feathering their own nest and continuing the completely false narrative that fossil fuels, oil, gas, and coal are responsible for quote-unquote climate change, formerly known as global warming.
Exactly. Yeah, and of course we're going to get another shot of that because Al Gore is getting ready to release his follow-up movie because I guess we need it, right?
Yes, exactly. He couldn't scare us enough with his first one, try though he may. It wasn't for lack of effort, but ultimately his first movie, An Inconvenient Truth, was from a purely scientific perspective, absolute nonsense. He could not make the case, though he certainly tried, that man-made emissions of greenhouse gases are contributing to a dangerous warming of the climate.
Exactly.
Simply because over the course of the last 20 years, there has been no warming.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Cohen, we got to leave it right there. Bonner Cohen, Senior Policy Analyst for the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Thank you, Doctor.
Bad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the good news, girl, Samantha Mills Mao. Yes, you go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. And some of the stories we don't get to, they're right there. Or the ones you want to revisit and share with your friends, they're always right there. And if you want to be in touch with Sam and say, hey, look, I got a great one for you, you need to be aware of, by all means, she wants to hear from you. And Sam, let's say good morning to you. Good to have you with us, number one. Number two, tell everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning to you. And they can contact me at samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Hey,
and
just
that's
like
BML,
that?
BML, like Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, brilliant. I was wondering why you used those three initials. That's great. That's what we
yep,
do.
That's you.
That's how we roll. Hey, it's summertime, and I'm here on the East Coast, the home of mosquitoes and no-see-ems, buddy. Let me tell you, this is like crazy stuff. What is it with these bugs?
You must be tasty.
I guess so. Well, you know, and your husband, you say that, you know, whenever he's around, he's like a citronella candle for you or something. I mean, you know, he's just like, you know, they stay and they hover all over him and leave you alone. I guess because they know you.
It's like I don't exist.
I think they know you'll bite them back, you know. Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know. I don't know what the secret is because I mean, I try everything. You know, we had an expert here, and of course, he had recommended some things. And I mean, it's like crazy. You know, I don't know what it is, but they look at me like a fresh churro or something. You just
got to get somebody tastier to be nearby.
Maybe that's it. Well, maybe we can borrow your husband, take him out of the emergency room for a while. Come here.
That's right.
Come here. Stand by the Mexican. Save the Mexican here. You know, it's all. You know, he's not getting so chewed up. Hey, we got some great stories and, you know, to share with the good folks here. These are videos that Sam has captured from the internet that are just getting millions of eyeballs and attention. And when you see them, you'll understand why. So we're kind of giving you a heads up on the things that are exciting here, like this one father. He bikes. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, just, you know, the number of miles that he biked. My back end, my gluteus maximus is sore just at the mere mention of this. But he was greatly motivated because he wanted to hear his daughter's beating heart again, right?
he was biking for a really good cause. Bill Connor lost his daughter in January. She died in a freak accident down in Cancun. Actually, he found her and her brother both face down in the pool. But her brother was able to be saved. And Abigail Connor, who was 20 years old at the time, unfortunately was not able to be saved. But she was an organ donor, and her organs went on to save the lives of four men between the ages of 20 and 60. So her father, Bill Connor, was he was traveling across the country, not just to go hear her beating heart in one of the recipients, but to raise awareness about organ donation. And, you know, the moment that's getting to everybody and the moment that's absolutely going viral is the moment that Bill gets to hear his daughter's heart beating again. And this young man, he actually had, Jack is the young man who received the heart. He's 21 years old, and he had had a heart attack, and he was going to die if he didn't receive an organ transplant. And, you know,
he's 21 years old, Sam?
I know. I would like to hear more about what exactly happened that led to him having a heart attack at such a young age. You know, there can be all kinds of different things that lead to that. But, you know, you think about one person donating their organs, and they don't just save one other person. They save multiple other people. And it was just a really touching moment to see that father hear his daughter's heartbeat. And I think it really gives him a peace that he wouldn't have otherwise.
Wow, what a great story. Oh, my goodness. You know, you imagine, like, if that doesn't bring tears to your eyes. See, this is what Sam does to us. She just opens up, you know, the pathways to our emotions so that, you know, with some of these viral videos. We got to let that one go for a minute before I lose it here. Farmer plants thousands of oak trees to honor late wife. 17 years later, an aerial photo finds a secret. Wow.
This is what's really interesting. Winston Hughes was married to his wife, Janet, for 33 years, and they were 33 wonderful years. And back in 1995, she actually passed away. And, you know, he was really mourning her, and he was just looking for a way to honor and remember her, and he had some inspiration. And so he asked his son for some help, and along with with thousands of trees, he decided to plant all these trees in a field, him and his son. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, he never told anybody about what was so special about this field. All anybody could see if you're driving by is a field full of trees. But somebody was flying overhead, and they looked down, and there's a heart in the middle of the field. And he left it there where she used to live, so he has a seat set up so he can sit there and look over over this field that's shaped like a heart, because she will always have his heart. Mm. And, you know, it's just, it's so sweet, because he wasn't doing it for a show for anybody. This was absolutely just for him, for his wife, and for his son. And just to sit there, he says he just sits there and he thinks about her. And
can you imagine?
What a great romance.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it reminds me of George Burns and Gracie Burns, way, way before. You wouldn't know about them, but these were incredible comedians, iconic television celebrities and that. And their relationship was quite incredible, especially in, you know, this is during, you know, Hollywood, and maybe not the height of the craziness, but still, you know, what we know about Hollywood is celebrity and divorces. But this is a couple that really, you know, loved each other, and Gracie preceded, you know, George in death. And George would often go to her grave and talk to her as if, you know, she was alive, and he was very open about that, and you could just tell what kind of a special relationship they had. And this kind of reminds me of that. But what a neat deal. You know, you talk about not seeing the forest through the trees, or the trees through the forest, and that sort of thing. You know, for this man and for his family, like you say, very personal. Inside is this heart and a bench for him to you know, come and feel like he's still connected and meeting with his wife. How special is that? How about this one here? He asked for a hug, saved my life. A suicidal woman thanks the bridge hero. This is a great story as well. Wow, was this like an emotional week for you? I mean, you really got some really great stories here that are, you know.
I was crying as I looked through them. And,
whoa,
you know,
Lordy.
This story, you know, emotional, happy tears. But Melanie Wilkinson, she's 30 years old, and she's from Wales. And she was standing up on top of a bridge that was 130 feet high. And a man shouted out to her. He's like, can you just come down and give me a hug? And then he asked her, you know, he told her, he said, life can be better. You know, this is a finality and it's going to hurt everybody around you. Just give me a hug. And she said, how could I not hug this noble man who reached out to me? And she said just that simple act of him just reaching out to her in that moment that she was ready to let it all go really changed everything. And she made sure to reach out to him and thank him later. He's a teacher, actually. His name's Wynn Jones.
Wow.
And she said that I don't think I can ever thank you enough. And, you know,
how many people would have just walked on by and ignored that? But again, we're reminded what it is to give. That's always better to give than receive. And here you have somebody wanting to, you know, give up on life. Finds out that she can give a hug, and she's blessed for giving a hug.
That's right.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy how something so simple can just change somebody's world, just to know somebody out there cares. And,
exactly.
I think it reminds us all to do that more often.
Yeah, we need to hug more. That's what we need to do. I think that would take care of
our crazy
environment we live in if we just hugged each other. This story here, I mean, here we are, we're in graduation season. And this is an incredible story of these triplets. They're homeless, you know, trying to get through school, and they manage, in spite of their homelessness, to graduate from Valley High School, right?
That's right. Haley, Cassidy, and Sierra Yekes of Valley High School, they had gone through so many things. Their mom died when they were just babies, and then their dad was in prison, and so they stayed with their grandparents for a while, and then their dad got out of prison. And he was very absent, and after a shooting, when their house got shot up, they actually ended up getting removed from him again and living back with their grandparents, who weren't really able to provide much beyond the very basics. And these three girls, you know, I wonder if it's just that they had each other, because these triplets really seem to have bonded together. And, you know, they graduated with good GPAs. They've all got scholarships. And if you have the chance to check out their story, I really suggest it, because they're like, you know, even they're sitting there encouraging others to do the same as they've done. They're like, you know, things might be difficult. It might be difficult a lot, but you can do it. And they're absolutely, they're perfect example of what you can accomplish when you really set your mind to it. And I'm thankful they have each other too.
Well, congratulations to the three girls and those around them, no doubt, that are touched by their story. And this is your way to indirectly be touched and inspired by what these three girls, what they were able to do together. You've got inmates now in this next story, saving a correctional officer. Yes, they saved a correctional officer. Tell us about that.
That's right. You know, in Polk County, Georgia, you know, we had that story last week about that terrible incident with the inmates killing the guard. Well, last week, an officer passed out while he was guarding these men, and the six men decided that they were going to take off his vest and do CPR. They grabbed his phone and they called 911. And, you know, everybody gives them credit for saving his life, because there's no telling what else would have happened to him. And they actually ended up having their sentences reduced, and they got a pizza party in the park. So I think that, you know, it's nice to see law enforcement and the prisoners. There's no reason that they can't still, like, respect each other as human beings. And this is absolutely a story about that.
In both ways. Yes, both ways. Prisoner, correction officer, all human beings. We're all in this journey together called life. Samantha Mills Mao. Yes, the good news, girl. Sam, thank you so much. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com for more information.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's an open.